This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. Your body is yours. It belongs to you. It was given to you by Allah. Nobody is allowed to touch you or touch your body without your permission. And in fact, when you're little, nobody is allowed to touch you, especially in your private areas. And you need to know, if someone does touch you, you need to tell your parents. You need to tell your family members, because nobody is allowed to do that. No uncles, no aunts, no nephews, no nieces. Nobody, no brothers, no sisters, no parents. Yes, if someone is cleaning you because you're not well, if it's your parent or if it's a nurse, that's okay. But you need to know, if someone makes you feel uncomfortable and they're touching you in the wrong way, you must let your family know, because this is wrong. Allah does not allow it. Your body is your own. In fact, when you're undressing, make sure you're alone. Make sure that no one watches you. Nobody should take photos of you or videos of you when you don't have your clothes on. It's very, very wrong. Some people are evil. They're bad. And sometimes what they do, they take pictures of little children and they take videos of little kids. And then that causes a lot of pain and suffering, because they then distribute it, they give it to all other people on the internet and so on. That's not correct. It's not allowed. It's not allowed even according to the law of the land and according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this video is very important because it teaches you something that many people don't talk about. Remember that you should not be uncomfortable. Nobody should make you do something that you don't want to do. And if that does happen, don't delay, don't waste time in telling someone. Just let them know, you know, this person touched me in the wrong way. This person was actually, this person made me touch them in a wrong way. These things are not easy to talk about, but we have to say something, because more and more children are coming up and crying and telling us that, you know what, something wrong happened. This person, whether it's an uncle or an aunt or whoever else it may be, a school teacher, a driver, whoever it may be, this person did the wrong thing. Now, if that's the case, they will be in trouble because they're not allowed to do that. Now, we don't lie, we speak the truth. So you speak the truth and you tell your folks what exactly happened, when it happened, how it happened. And in that way, they will be able to help you. They will be able to get you some help, punish the person who did that, to make sure that they don't do it to others. Now, when it comes to children, you need to know, we are here to protect you. We are supposed to be protecting you. So if anyone harms you, you need to speak up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, and may Allah protect all of us. Like I said, even when you're in the shower, no one else should be there. Maybe if your mom or your dad or someone's helping you when you're very little, that's okay. Or they're showing you how to bath, or they're bathing you, but they're not supposed to play the fool with you. You know, very, very respectfully, you get bathed, you get showered or whatever, and you dress up. And as you grow older, you must try and do that on your own. The sooner the better. You wash yourself thoroughly, properly. You wash your back nicely. You wash the back of your neck, the back of your ears, inside your ears. You make sure you've washed, you know, your neck and so on, your toes, your feet, your knees, behind the knees, your elbows, your fingers, everything, your armpits, the top, everywhere. You need to wash thoroughly. But learn to do it yourself, inshallah. And in that way, you will be protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly grant us protection. This was not an easy thing to say, but a lot of people out there have requested me to say this so that the children can know, your body is yours. Nobody is allowed to touch it except you. And remember that. You if someone does something wrong, must speak to someone. You must speak to someone respectful. And if one of your parents is doing something like that, you must let the other parent know, or you must let someone know. And inshallah, we will put an end to this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and our children and all of you. And inshallah, everything will be fine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.